My name is Sheila Stigler, a resident of Slippery Rock Township, Lawrence County, Pennsylvania. I live 16 miles northeast from the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. My family are modern-day homesteaders. We plant the land, grow our own produce, using heirloom and organic farming practices. We free-range poultry and raise them for meat and eggs, as well as breed and raise a small herd of dairy goats. We support our local farmers and small businesses in our communities for goods and services we cannot produce. I am a wife, I am a mother, I am a grandmother, and in my home provide childcare for my toddler and preschool grandchildren. My concerns are for the potential short and long-term effects on my family and the impact on our homestead after becoming aware of the derailment on Friday, February 3rd. As the seriousness of the situation developed, my concerns increased. Saturday night, while outside, I noticed a strange odor in the air. This unfamiliar odor brought even more concern and anxiety with the released information about vinyl chloride and the burning rail cars and what they potentially carried. Those chemicals were being released into the air and, dependent on the wind direction, could be carried over our land, saturate the air we breathe, and be deposited on any surface, living or non-living. We immediately put our livestock indoors to lessen the risk of any chemical exposure, as well as began destroying our eggs as a precautionary measure. To my disbelief, an online search for information and direction from our Pennsylvania elected officials resulted nothing. I was shocked to find our governor was not on location or addressing the impact on Pennsylvania. Communities of Pennsylvania residents were fearful. We were faced with uncertainty. We felt abandoned and on our own. While according to Governor Shapiro's Facebook page Saturday, he was out of town hobnobbing at the Grammys with Smokey Robinson. Monday morning, February 6, I phoned my local representative office and Governor Shapiro's office. Neither office could answer any of my questions. Governor Shapiro's office put me through to Pima. Their secretary took down my contact information, yet I never received a return call. That afternoon, for the first time, I saw Governor Shapiro during a press conference issuing a warning of the impending detonation and controlled burn of the hazardous rail cars. I took care of our livestock and remained indoors the rest of the day. As 0 hour arrived, I watched horrified live news coverage of the Ohio Chernobyl. The controlled burn created a fireball that burst into 100-foot flames and exploded, creating a mushroom cloud estimated to span 200 miles, what we now refer to as the plume. My focus turned to monitoring wind patterns and air quality readings. I was afraid. The following morning, my worst fears were confirmed. At 10:30 a.m., the wind changed direction, blowing the plume directly over our area. Our air quality spiked, more than doubling, as reported from the Newcastle Monitoring Station. Later that night, I walked out of our barn, noticing tiny particulates like fine ash floating down through the air. In the words of Sir Isaac Newton, "What goes up must come down." We have all been exposed to some degree and believe we continue to be exposed, dependent on wind direction and the jet stream.